Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
once again, this is Corey Washington, your host for the Jimi Hendrix Black Legacy series, and we just heard a remix that I put together of Doodle Chasers, which was actually from their smash, Funkadelic smash hit album, One Nation Under a Groove, and you could really hear George Clinton's guitar army in that one. You could hear the chorus of guitars. That's the reason why I highlighted that song, which is really what Jimmy was doing in the studio when he was laying down those tracks, multi-layered guitar tracks. And so I really think when you pay tribute to Michael Hampton, you're paying tribute to Jimi Hendrix as well. Yesterday we had Michael Kid Funkadelic on the show as he was really going into detail on his past experiences, as well as letting us know about his upcoming gig on Friday, this Friday, at B.B. King's in Times Square in New York City. Well, he'll be a part of a star-studded lineup, paying tribute to Jimi Hendrix, Larry Coryell, got Lonnie Youngblood, who used to play with Jimmy, or Jimmy played with him. We got Andre LaSalle, who's the musical director. You got Angel Recca, Gary Serkin from Nashville, Tennessee. You got a lot of the guys that were there last year, which I did attend, are coming back again this year. But I think Michael was supposed to be on there last year, but he didn't make it. So I look forward to seeing him this year. So let's go ahead and get into some more music. We also got some stuff we didn't get to play yesterday because we ran out of time. So we'll play some of that today. I think I want to play Trying to Get Out of This World Alive, which was from his only solo album, put out by P-Vine out of it's a label out of Japan. He actually did come up with another album, but it was mainly for DJs. Like, it was P-Funk guitar riffs for DJs, you know, if you want to sample it. But this was actually his only solo album of new musical products. So we look forward to seeing if there's going to be another one. But this one is Trying to Get Out of This World. Let's go ahead and take a listen to that. So that was Trying to Get Out of This World Alive, taken from Michael's solo album 1998, Metal Funkerson. Kind of gives you that vibe of intergalactic funk that Michael's known for. Kind of like feeling like you're on another planet or taking you to another planet. Also that vibe that Jimmy tapped into with the whole science fiction theme. That theme is continued with Michael, so certainly another great song to pay tribute to both Michael and Jimmy. Actually, B.B. King's tonight, Funkadelic P-Funk is going to be performing there. I don't know, I might check them out. Last time about this year, I went and checked out their show on Friday night, so maybe I'll go and see what's going on down there at B.B. King's Times Square in New York. All right, so let's go ahead and get into our last song before we close this whole thing out. And oh yeah, before that, I definitely would be remiss if I did not mention the passing of Cynthia Robinson, great trumpet player for Sly and the Family Stone. She broke down so many barriers, not only being a female, but being an African-American. Still was considered one of the best of all time when it came to getting on that trumpet, expressing herself, the horn riffs that her and Jerry Martini laid down as a team with some of the legendary stuff in history. So we definitely want to pay respects to Cynthia Robinson and her family, Jerry Martini and his family, and Sly and the Family Stone, the whole family. That certainly, as the name says, they are a family unit. Larry Graham, Freddie Stone, Pat Rizzo, Handfoot, Greg Enrico. Let's see if I got everybody. I don't want to leave anybody out. Rose, certainly little sister, Veta, and if I left anybody out, I'll probably be kicking myself later on. But certainly that whole unit, one of my favorite groups of all time, in addition to Jimi Hendrix, Sly and the Family Stone. Okay, so let's get into our last song, which is Time to Get Up, also known as Firestarter, which many of you will know as the riff for One Nation Under a Groove, which Michael certainly made famous with his guitar riffs on that. One of the few songs that you'll still hear on black radio with a guitar lead like that, as well, along with Ernie Isley. So let's go ahead and close out with Time to Get Up, Firestarter. Goodbye.